Shabbat Shalom. This week's parasha is Parashat Beshalach. And in this week's parasha, we have the Jewish people, they finally leave slavery, and they go out as free men, and they go through Yetziat Mitzrayim, they go through the leaving of Egypt, and the splitting of the sea. And it's a very, very action-filled, beautiful parasha. And there's so much action that happens at the water. Am Yisrael, they get to the sea, they get to the Yam Suf, and the Egyptians are behind them, following them, chasing them down. And they get to the water, and the Gemara actually tells us what happens now at the water. The water is flowing like a regular water. And the two tribes of Binyamin and Yehuda start fighting with one another, the Gemara says. Who will jump in first? Binyamin's tribe says, no, I'm going to jump in first. And the tribe of Yehuda says, no, we're going to jump in first. And they're going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And the Gemara says, the prince of Yehuda, Nachshon ben Aminadav, decides to jump in the water. And he jumps in the water, and the water splits. What did Nachshon do that caused the water to split? What was his action? Was it just jumping in the water? Was that what it was? I think if you think about this story, this Gemara, this Midrash, understand what was going on here. It was two groups. They were fighting verbally over who's going to do the right thing. They were both going in the right direction. They both wanted to do the best thing possible. But Nachshon ben Aminadab says, I'm not going to speak. I have no need to argue with you and to talk to you about who's going to be the one to, you know, be the story about, spoken about to all of Am Yisrael for the rest of generations, that the sea split because of us. I'm just going to jump in. And I think the message that Nachshon teaches us is the following. Don't be a speaker, be a doer. There is people who speak a lot and do a little. Try to be someone like the Pirkei Avot says, speak a little and do a lot. This was Nachshon ben Aminadab. Nachshon ben Aminadab, his character was to not be someone who spoke a lot and didn't do, rather the opposite. You don't need to show people with your words, show people with your actions. May we all follow in the ways of Nachshon ben Aminadab. Let's always run after doing what's good in the eyes of Hashem. And we don't need to speak. Just by our actions of following in Hashem's ways and being doers, everyone around us will realize what our true intentions are, which are always L'shem Shamayim. They're always for the sake of getting closer to Hashem. Shabbat Shalom U'mevorach.